The holidays are all about sharing with family. Meals, couches, stories, grandma's secret pecan pie recipe. And now, you can also share a cart with Instacart's family carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce, or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams, or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
And now we come to the thrilling final episode of our radio drama.
Broadcasting from beautiful and safe Brighton, Massachusetts.
No one knows what it means, but it's provocative. Gets the people going.
The Greg Hill Morning Show. Starring.
I'm here for it, bro.
I'm sure Greg Hill does a mediocre job.
What is wrong with a man who loves a dog?
Greg Hill.
I always will forever have the WAF 931-0937. Wait, oh, that's the contest line.
Oh, my God.
931.
Right.
I don't know, I already forgot it. Can you give it to me?
I don't know.
That is the greatest example of a senior moment.
It really is, Curtis.
You cite an old memory and then forget it.
Featuring the original spark of the Pats dynasty.
All right, what up, adults?
Yes, queen.
I did not know that.
Wiggy.
I'm just ready for, because I heard this on the afternoon show yesterday. This one really, really drives out. What's that? That puts a hair on your crawl or something like that? What's that saving?
Sure.
Oh, God.
Joined by the relationship alpha.
Here's seismologist that turns my tune.
Courtney Cox.
So, don't know how to pronounce this really. Phthalates? Phthalates are a common ingredient in cosmetics.
And accompanied by...
The Real Slim Shiny, please.
I'm standing up.
Two big brains behind the glass.
Well, get past that.
Like, talk to me, Daddy.
Curtis and Shime.
He says, I'm not really a big strawberry guy. I know, surprising, because they're a real sensual fruit.
What?
They are.
Well, anytime strawberry and chocolate come together, right, it's usually in a sensual way.
Thank you, Wiggy.
Now...
It's sweet, sweet taste of victory.
And I am 100% passing judgment.
It's time for the Greg Hill Morning Show.
This is a godforsaken bunch of... You guys, I've never heard of this name in my life.
On Boston Sports Original.
The vibes are immaculate right now.
You're just all about a good time, a good vibe. You're a vibe curator.
W-E-E-I.
When I say Greg Hill and you say show, Greg Hill! Greg Hill!
Show!
Greg Hill!
Show!
All right.
Good morning.
What it do?
Well, I'll tell you what it do. It do total and utter whiteout conditions in some areas, not here.
Curtis nailed the forecast. Curtis, hello. Congratulations.
Well done to yours truly.
There are accidents. It appears there are accidents left and right.
Well, you know the funny thing is?
What?
Is that people can't drive on a normal day, so today it's like our pets' heads are falling off.
It's kind of on my way in this morning from Boston to Brighton, just wet snow, but not really even.
No.
It was like rain.
Yeah. And you know what? When I came out of my garage, I saw the snow and I started doing the old New England like grumpy. And I said, you know what? I'm not doing this anymore. Oh. I'm going to be positive. Oh. It looks beautiful. Oh. Put on some Christmas music.
Well, easy for you to say. You don't have to go outside like many do this morning and shovel it or snow blow it. So, well. But there is like Worcester just canceled school.
Oh,
so,
wow.
No school in the Worcester Public Schools, and there are accidents, Courtney. There's some on Route 3. There are a couple on Route 3 right now.
Yeah, a couple on Route 3, but mostly southern Massachusetts and, like, Rhode Island. Going into Rhode Island, they're saying accidents are really piling up down there.
All right. Well, we will keep you up to date on that.
But call your airline.
It is a winter wonderland.
First day of snow, I always think, man, when is the first day of spring?
Because
I'm ready to get through the winter.
You get right
to
spring.
I'm on the spring countdown whenever that gets in.
Got a ways to go, I think. But
no, I know that, but I'll count it down every day. It's like the Soto clock.
First day of snow, Curtis thinks, when does the Red Sox equipment truck leave? That's what he starts to think about.
Truck day is my favorite day of the year.
I'll tell you.
Are we going to get I'm sorry?
On what, Red Sox?
Soto?
No, I was going to go in the other direction. I mean, you don't trust the reporting of Alex Speer?
I wonder, who's his boss?
In case you just woke up and you don't have access to the internet, Bruins won, Celtics won. Alex Speer reporting yesterday that the Sox had not been eliminated. But there is reporting this morning, Curtis, that you're referring to, that they have been eliminated.
Yeah, I mean, the whole time I was looking at the reporting out of the DR because I just feel like they're the closest to Juan Soto. And
but you're not going off the report. Well, I maybe based on the Don Sweeney morning coffee experience, you are.
Right.
But you're not going off of the guy who says he's really good friends with a member of Juan Soto's family.
I'm telling you about there have been several guys that report nationally on baseball that are also from the Dominican. And they had the Red Sox up at the front of the line for a while. And now it feels like it's new. He's going to New York. It's just which team. That was the latest. But I hope I'm. Okay. I mean, listen, at the last second, the Padres came in and gave Xander Bogaerts an ungodly amount of money.
Yeah.
So they're not out of it. I agree with Alex Speer. But I was not as, I guess, I thought it was closer to a 50-50 proposition. And now I think it's probably 80-20. He's elsewhere.
Yeah. 50-50 meaning kind of what Wiggy alluded to in his lead yesterday, where there was some reporting that it was down to Red Sox and Mets.
Right.
And it's not, I don't think.
No,
so.
I think
so
the
it's
Yankees
Red Sox,
are
it's
there.
Yankees, Mets, Red Sox.
Yeah, I mean, it seems like the Mets are still in it, and it seems like it definitely seems like maybe the Yankees are still in it. So I don't know. I mean, they both have the Yankees and the Mets and the Red Sox for that matter, but they have a ton of money. So
right.
It has to come down to where he wants to be.
Right.
Like,
that's why I said I don't think it's going to be about money. Like if the Yankees or the Mets are offering him $50 million over 12, 13, 14 years and the Red Sox are in the same ballpark and the Yankees are in the same ballpark, it's going to really come down to where Juan Soto wants to play because the money and the years are all going to line up. So I think ultimately it's going to be, why did he choose the Mets over the Red Sox and Yankees? Does he feel like they're closer? Because if he really wants to go to the team that's the closest, then he would go back to the Yankees.
I think the team that signs him will be the team that gives him the most money. And it's pretty simple. It's going to be by a couple million bucks, but this is a guy that has waited a long time to get to this point. He's won a championship with the Nats. Was that where he won them with?
Nationals?
Yes.
Did he win? I don't know if he won one in Washington.
He has won one.
Okay, was it with the Nats? It had to be Washington because he went from Washington, to San Diego?
Yeah. I mean, I'm a seam head, so.
Yeah.
Either way, he's on his third team. and this will likely be the biggest payday. I know Wiggy likes to say it'll be about the place. It'll be about the total dollars in the contract and whichever team gives him the opt-out. If there's one team, if the Red Sox say are not willing to say after 3 years you can opt out, which I think would be foolish, because the only way he opts out is if he overperforms, and then it's win-win.
Right.
What about, though, if he is offered the presidential suite at the Hilton, near the Four Seasons, not actually a part of the Four Seasons?
Can we talk about a need for X to have a warning on videos? I was shook yesterday.
About what?
With the guy leaving the Hilton in downtown New York.
Are you talking about the assassination?
I was just recommending the Red Sox would go low-dollar hotel.
Oh, I'm sorry. I thought you were talking about New York's Hilton as a means to get to it.
No, but I mean first of all, as we've said a billion times on the show, everything in our country is caught on some camera somewhere. But it's that assassination, which is what it is. Is the footage of it is wild. And Curtis, I don't know this because I am a true crime expert, but I'm not an assassination expert. But those who are say that that was a cold, calculated, by the book. Assassination. He had a silencer.
Picking up the shells.
But it jammed or something. He had to stop and reload and then keep going.
Okay.
And they're saying that that's contract killer style stuff.
It was like Bourne.
What's that?
It was Jackal in real life. Jackal, that's what it looked. I mean, because I'm watching that right now, so that's where my mind went. Uh-huh. But he was so calm about the entire thing. Even after it was done, it wasn't hectic getting out of there. He went down the alleyway, got on a bike. He knew exactly what he was doing. Wow. It was so chilling to
watch. Once you put a silencer on a gun, you already know that you want to do some damage, and you know what you're going there for, and you've done this before in some fashion, so.
And the other thing that was wild, I don't really want to show the actual, I saw it yesterday, I was haunted, but the guy that Greg shared in the text thread, that was the guy that follows the e-bikes. Mm.
Oh yeah,
it's amazing. There is a body moving everywhere at all times.
Yeah,
but they haven't found him yet.
No, the suspect is still at large, and Curtis is referring to this guy who has digital access, whatever, to all of the e-bikes, and is able to follow all of them and followed the dude to where he dropped it off in Central Park and then was able to track Uber and Lyft in the area and figure out, he thinks, where the guy may be. Which is wild.
That would be crazy.
Courtney, you're a cyber sleuth.
I am.
You are able to track Santo. If he stops and gets gasoline on his way home from work and it's not a scheduled stop, you are immediately all over it.
Yes.
So you know how that works. But Curtis is right. It's pretty wild.
It was crazy for me yesterday. My friend Meredith, who you've all had on the show, she's great. She's working in New York right now. She works for New York 5 News or Fox 5 News in New York. And she was reporting on it all day yesterday. And her producer found a cell phone on the street while they were there, gave it to police, and they've been analyzing it to see if he dropped his cell phone when he was going.
They have the guy in the Starbucks before, of course, he had to get his Starbies before, but in the Starbucks right before the assassination. So I would assume they would catch the guy, but it's...
Well, if he is an assassin, he's not that good if he gets caught.
Isn't it just so chilling to see someone so calmly do something so evil?
Yeah.
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 Anyway, back to Soto. I think the Sox are still in it.
All right. We just changed your mind in a matter of moments.
I'm sorry. I misread the room. That was my fault about that.
No, listen, Curtis, you can... The room does not matter. You can be...
No, I thought that's where you were going, and I feel like a real donkey.
No. I remain hopeful. I think if they don't get him,
it's going to be a big, big deal, because people are then going to say there was never a real financial offer made for him. They weren't. Yeah. They were just kind of doing this to placate the fans and make them think they're really going after him. I think that's going to be the narrative. Even if reports are out there that the Red Sox offered him the same amount of money.
All right. Well, we got a lot to get to on the show this morning. our leads in about 10 minutes, and then we'll talk with the head coach of Boston College football, Bill O'Brien, at 6:45 in a half an hour. They said it at 7. That's a quick back and forth on what they said yesterday in sports, and we will definitely talk about Tiger Woods, who has an issue with some golfers being compensated for some of the rounds that they are playing in the near future.
I'm sorry.
Yeah, he should never talk.
You are making more money than God. Focus on yourself. Let the other guys make money where they can.
Right.
I can't.
I mean, he's been making money since he was like 10 years old, and he's telling people.
Let others have some crumbs.
Stop it. Stop it. Yeah.
We will get the opportunity to
do we even
got to
do Tiger? Like, is he still in the mix or what?
I mean, you ask this every year.
Like, is Tiger still relevant in the world of playing golf, or is it like when Tiger plays, people are like, "Well, all right, here we go again."
Is Tom Brady still relevant in football?
Yeah, he's a color commentary guy.
Well,
unless Tiger's doing color for
Tiger is still relevant. I mean, he still gives it a go when it comes to the majors.
Right, is he more of like the player that we look at? Maybe, you know, Courtney brings up a great point. Is he like the Aaron Rodgers? Is like, all right, stop playing golf, Tiger, because all you're doing is embarrassing yourself when you're trying to go out there and you don't make the cut. You don't get through rounds. Yeah.
I think Tiger is right around Jordan. When Jordan says anything, it's newsworthy because he's Michael Jordan. And I think Tiger is in that pantheon of
athletes. Yeah, I mean, when we get to what he said, I think he is standing up for the
little guy?
Like the
ideals?
The longtime ideals of professional golf. But I don't know if he's really... if that's really what he's doing or not. So I don't we will get to that.
Well, I'm looking forward to this.
And obviously Courtney will be upset by it. We will get
to pop off queen.
I understand. I completely
go get
understand
him.
That.
Yeah.
All right. Courtney has news at 7:45 this morning, and the 12 days of Chris Curtismas slay onward. At 8:45 this morning, Curtis will give you a whole bunch of regifted items from the Odyssey Prize Closet. I haven't seen what we got today. We got good stuff today?
Best day yet.
Oh, yeah.
Really?
Wow. Yes.
I mean, by a wide margin.
Better than Mary J. Blige tickets from yesterday?
For our listening audience, I think this is going to really tickle their fancy.
And whoever wins, they're probably not going to be into both events. They may be, but they will have someone in their life that will be the happiest person alive.
This tickles my fanny.
It does tickle the fanny. Oh, yeah. I see what you're talking about. The last one, you probably ought to have, as Ken refers to it, an AAF phone to call in and win with. Am I correct about that?
That's correct.
All right. Excellent. Excellent.
And Fitzy will be happy. I'll just leave it at that.
And Mike Milbury will join us at 9 on a Bruins Thursday on this morning's show in the middle of total and utter whiteout conditions in some areas in our listening area. Here is Courtney and what is trending this first hour.
Now, here's what's trending on WEEI.
Trending now brought to you by Shaw's. It was a winning night for us last night. The Bruins beat the Blackhawks in Chicago to improve to 6-2 under Joe Sacco. Final score 4-2 with a strong second period out of the Bees. It was a Morgan Geeky, Brad Marchand night. They both came away with 2 goals, and Swayman had 20 saves in the win.
Chime, is this schedule or is this replacing Jim Montgomery? It seems like a lot of it is schedule. I don't want to take anything away from Joe Sacco or those guys, but it seems like they've lucked out a little bit of late.
Yeah, I'd say in large part it's schedule. I mean, you're drawing teams like the Blackhawks, the Red Wings, the Canadians, and the Penguins, who all suck.
But you're winning.
But you're winning, exactly. And I think that matters because I think under Montgomery, you may not have won all these games.
Right. Yeah, correct.
Your Celtics beat the Pistons at the TD Garden, 130-120, the final, without Drew Holiday or Jason Tatum. Jaylen Brown led the way with 28 points. Thursday Night Football, we'll see the Packers at the Lions. Shime, I'll be asking for a parlay in this one at some point this morning.
One on Monday night, so we'll try and run it back.
It's a good too. It's a good one tonight.
Real good game.
Elsewhere in football, Jacksonville has ruled Trevor Lawrence out for the remainder of the season. He will receive surgery to repair an AC joint injury in his left shoulder.
Mac Jones!
Based on that news and what Wiggy just said, a texter wants to know if you are taking rejoin requests this morning. of a holiday nature, but show created.
No, we do one holiday song a day, and it's for Chris Curtismas.
Thank you. God.
But what if this one is not a traditional holiday song? It's a it's a show-created holiday rejoin, and it is of a topical theme with regard to the news about Trevor Lawrence. Okay. Would you make an exception there?
Rolls off the tongue.
Shime, would you?
Maybe. I don't know what song this is in reference to. Okay.
It's Greg's show. Greg's show.
Well, I mean, it's all of our shows. I really am just a figurehead.
Big one.
Shime's got big balls right now.
Oh, jeez.
It's really just
down for whatever.
If I remember correctly, Curtis, we threw everybody's name into the hat on who got to name the show, and it ended up being me. I rejected it at first.
It really was. It was like the Knicks getting the first pick in the draft.
Yeah, I wanted the Ken Laird show is what I wanted. Well,
nobody wanted that. Let's be real.
All right. Well, maybe we'll get to that next. All right, anything else?
That's it for trending. But today, only stop into your local Shaw's or Star Market for their daily deal. Today's daily deal is pretzel roll sandwiches for $5 each. That's right. Pretzel roll sandwiches are $5 each. Shaw's and Star Market, perfecting the art of fresh.
Oh, the pretzel roll sandwich thing reminds me of Shime's lead yesterday. Shime, do you want to go dueling food leads based on an item that is being introduced? I can respond to your lead yesterday if you want when we get to our lead today.
I'd love that. That sounds great.
All right.
Is it a breakfast item?
I mean, some people might eat it for breakfast, but it's not a specific. It's more of a lunch or a dinner.
I thought you were going a different route.
No, or a summer outside item that is being manipulated unfairly and wrongly, as far as I'm concerned. Fine. All right. Courtney, thank you.
Thank you.
Curtis, weather?
It's snowing right now in Boston and everywhere else. Accumulating snow north and west of town right now, 33 degrees, about an hour of snow around here.
Ah, yes. A Christmas classic from years past. The Little Armor Boy, last year's Christmas tribute to Mac Jones. Well done, Sean.
Thank you, Greg.
You granted that request. There was a text line, new text number, by the way. New text line request, new text number. New number, who dis? It is 617-779-7937. Same number that you use to call the radio station. Just put that in the phone. Greg Hill Show text, WEI text, whatever, and then you're all set. 617-779-7937. One of your weather watchers in Connecticut reporting this morning, almost 2 inches of snow, Curtis, so far. So,
wow.
You nailed the forecast, but they're getting significant snowfall sticking in Connecticut this morning.
Well, that's because of the dry air that preceded it from the Alberta Clipper really got the ground primed.
Of course. Fashionistas in the Twitch chat have an issue with, as they do every day, what I'm wearing today. They think I should have a white t-shirt. Rocco said I should have a white t-shirt on under this white sweatshirt that I'm wearing. Like, I don't.
Why? Because you can't really see the underneath part because the neck is so high. So, yeah. What would that matter?
Do you mean high or tight?
High.
Often things around my neck are tight. I don't know why. But,
what do you have on underneath?
I don't have anything on.
So then what's the issue?
Well, I don't know.
How would he know that?
I don't know. He's like guessing, yeah. Or they can't see it outside. I don't know.
I couldn't tell if you had a t-shirt on underneath.
These are the sweatshirts for this year's Jingle All the Way 5K, which is Saturday. And
they slap.
Show the elbow.
Elbow patch. The fashionistas will have an issue with that, too.
What's that called again, Courtney?
Tartan.
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 Tartan, the fabric array or whatever you'd call it.
The print.
Pattern is called tartan. So Courtney taught us that. She teaches us a lot of things. Mm-hmm. On this show.
You guys are really the teachers in the room.
So Mac Jones, I guess, will get the start. Trevor Lawrence is officially on IR. It's it's shoulder surgery that he's going to have. So
yeah.
They're trying to act like it's not concussion related. The NFL is. But I mean, does Mac get to start the rest? Didn't they sign somebody yesterday, Shime? Who'd they sign yesterday?
Oh, I didn't see. I'll double check.
They did.
They signed the Uncle Rico to replace Mac Jones.
No, they signed a quarterback yesterday, a veteran quarterback. I'm assuming that Mac gets the go of it.
John Walford?
Yes. Who was a backup
for the Rams?
Yes. So
yeah, Mac's going to start.
I would assume Mac gets a start going forward.
I mean, he got them back in that one last week after Trevor went down. So
yeah. This is David. David, good morning.
Good morning, guys. Great show as always. And can I compliment you guys on something?
Of course.
Especially Courtney.
Yeah.
You guys are like a centerpiece on the table. That is, it's a beautiful centerpiece. Every time you look at it, in this case, every time we listen, it's great. And Courtney, you're the candle on a centerpiece.
Oh, David.
That just brights it up.
Oh, thank you.
Honestly, I mean that sincerely.
Oh.
You guys are great, and I enjoy your show every single day.
And David,
so if I may, I'm David, Matt Jones.
David, if I remember correctly, when you learned to read, it was by candlelight.
It was. It actually, we used to have to put oil in the lamps, too, as well. Okay. That's how bad it was.
Yes.
Irish coffee.
You know what's funny? Greg, you were right there with me, because I'm only 2 years older than you.
David, you look, right there. Dude, stop. You look 90. What are you talking about? We have a picture of
you. Yeah, we do.
You're not right there.
You know what? There's a possibility, gentlemen and lady, there's a possibility you may see me tomorrow.
Oh.
It's a very strong possibility.
Oh, wow. All right. Excellent.
Oh, that would be great.
Try my best.
All right.
Bring the soccer ball.
I would love to. I'm going to try. So if I don't want to stay too long. So I'm Matt Jones.
Yeah.
You know, you look at the remaining schedule for Jaguars, the five games, who they're playing. This is a hell of an opportunity that Mac is going to end up with a better winning record than Drake May for the season.
I mean,
look at the schedule.
I'm looking at the schedule, guys. Yeah,
I guess
I'd say it more so a better winning record than the New England Patriots than Drake May.
Yeah,
Drake May is doing everything he possibly can. But
they do got an easy schedule, though.
Do they?
Yeah, they got Tennessee twice, the Jets, the Raiders, and the Colts.
And we'd be getting blown out of these games if Mac Jones was our quarterback.
And what do we got? We got Buffalo twice, right?
Yeah, Buffalo twice. All teams, final four games for the Patriots, all teams over 500. So,
yeah, Buffalo twice, Arizona and the Chargers, right?
I mean, do you end up getting more wins than last year?
No, I think it's going to be really difficult. Because where is the win?
The last Buffalo game, will they sit some guys maybe, Shine?
Depends. If the seeding is already predetermined, then yeah, probably.
But
there's a good chance that will be. Well, if Buffalo loses a game down the stretch here before that week, and they're two games separated from the Chiefs for the number one seed, then yeah, they will be, because they'll be locked into number two.
But won't teams still be in the hunt for the two seed?
Unlikely. The Bills are a game up on the Steelers, I guess. So I guess the Steelers might be.
Right.
But outside of that, the Chargers are only two games.
The Chargers are 8-4. So if the Bills were to lose, I don't think they sit anybody. I think that
you might get the four wins. Like, you might win one of those other two. Like, you might win.
I gotta look.
You might beat Arizona.
No,
you might be able to steal one from Arizona. Depends.
Yeah. No,
it depends on Kyler Murray, to be completely honest.
Well, reminder that every Monday is a Patriots Monday here on Boston Sports Original, WEEI, including this upcoming Monday. We will be at Gillette Stadium with Gerard Mayo and with Boomer Esiason. But right now, this
is the Greg Hill Show. Time now for The Lead.
Well, I would know the voice anywhere. I don't know the song, but that is Neil Young.
That is correct, Greg.
Am I right about that?
Nailed it.
Okay.
The song is called Winter Long, seeing as it's our first real snow of the year.
I see.
Tried to toss that one out there for you.
I will never forget the very dramatic moment during the pandemic, Curtis, when Neil Young demanded that all of his songs be removed from Spotify.
Well, they're back.
Because Joe Rogan had been added to Spotify. And then about 2 weeks later, when he wasn't selling any kind of music whatsoever, he said, I demand my music be put back on Spotify.
He said, oops.
I don't mind being in the same company as Joe Rogan if I can't put food on the table, is what Neil Young said. So good for him.
Let me just say this to Neil Young and everybody in our listening audience, not between the hours of 6 and 10 during the week. Mike Benz with Joe Rogan aired a video of these disinformation experts during the COVID era that was disseminated to all of the media people. If you've ever questioned media watch this. It is your worst nightmare come to life.
It's worth watching.
Oh, my God.
Okay.
All he does is play stuff off of Google. So if he's really disinformation, then blame Google.
Yeah. All right. The leads this morning brought to you by Subaru. Get a new Subaru during the Subaru of New England Share the Love event. And Subaru retailers will donate $300 to charity. SubaruofNewEngland.com is where you go. Hey, Sean.
Hey, Greg. Good morning. So there's been reports that Lincoln Riley, head football coach at USC, was offered the job at UCF, University of Central Florida, for those unaware, which to me seems like it would have been a downgrade. But then there are also reports that Lincoln Riley may want a, quote, soft exit, unquote, from USC. And his team was 6-6 this year, very much not good, especially post-Caleb Williams. My thought is, if Lincoln Riley wants out, maybe he'd be interested in the NFL, and maybe he'd be interested in working with a young quarterback like Drake May. He is historically very good with quarterbacks. I mean, you look down the list, his list of quarterbacks is insane, because I'm pretty sure he was at Oklahoma for Baker Mayfield, Kyler Murray. He had Caleb Williams. Even he recruited Spencer Rattler. Like, he's been a quarterback guy for a long time. And if he is looking for an exit out of USC, maybe he tries to make a name for himself in the NFL as the offensive coordinator of a young, talented quarterback.
Okay, Shime. I like it.
See, that's like somebody that you look at as an OC and you can go, all right, I can get on board with this, because, like Shime said, if you watch them, you know, coach in college, you're like, all right, he's very innovative.
All right. Curtis, good morning.
Good morning. Wiggy said something that spurred my lead this morning. He always makes me think in different ways, and I mean that sincerely.
All right, appreciate it.
So I believe the Red Sox are actually trying to sign Juan Soto. I know it's been a big song and dance, and they have also done a good job of telling us about it.
Yep.
But when they inevitably do not land him, despite the fact that I actually believe they have put forward a massive investment in an attempt to sign him, they will not get the benefit of the doubt from their fan base. So their past actions will actually yield this legitimate attempt fruitless when it comes to winning over fans. And I think it's proper. You know, I mean, despite the fact that they are trying to do it, and maybe this is a good sign for the future, when Juan Soto inevitably goes to the Mets or the Yankees, the Red Sox can't stand up in front of the fan base and brag about how hard they tried, because they've said that over and over and never actually did.
Yeah. I mean, it's really kind of what this type of pursuit of a free agent that's going to cost you a lot of money is what this team has done an awful lot. Mm-hmm. They just haven't done it recently.
Right. Yeah, this is what their MO used to be, and they've kind of taken a break.
But it's not that long ago that they were doing it in landing guys.
Yeah, it's only,
so,
I
don't know if it's fair on the part of the fans. I mean, listen, they've had four or five years now where they have not been successful, and they definitely have not spent where they should have spent.
Right. Well, you know, but they're always, for whatever reason, when it comes to judging our sports teams here in Boston, they always are scrutinized way more than any other franchise, especially when you talk about ownership. Which,
well,
I don't
know if that's true lately. You don't think the Patriots ownership is being scrutinized?
I mean, not as much.
Yeah, no? I think there's scrutinization
there. It's always just the Red Sox.
The Red Sox get it way worse.
Yeah, because you don't really hear about, you know, fans really scrutinizing
yelling
the Jacobs family.
Yelling things at Kraft. Fans never are doing that.
Wick obviously has done a good job, so the scrutinization of him, there hasn't been much of that. Yeah, there's a little bit of Kraft, but it's more about the way he handled the Belichick exit.
Yeah.
So, but with the Red Sox, the scrutinization of John Henry and ownership is, I mean, it is next level. They basically are protesting outside on your Jersey Street now.
Yeah. Curtis, if you had to put a percentage on it, what chance do you give them when it comes to landing Soto?
19.18.
Okay.
All right.
All right.
I actually want to do a poll, because that's crazy. I was thinking of that yesterday. Who is more hated right now, Henry or Kraft?
It's a good poll.
I think you guys are right, but I wonder how close it is.
Do a good poll. That would be a good one.
Cool.
Throw a poll up on the social meds.
Mm-hmm. Who doesn't love a poll?
Can you call it the social meds? No.
That was a swing and a miss.
Trying to sound hip and young.
Just keep rolling.
Yeah.
Yep, keep the car moving.
What is the Instagram for this show?
The Greg Hill Show, WEEI.
Okay, give us a follow.
Yeah, please.
You want to stay up to date with what we're doing, what's going on here. You want to be able to DM us at Free Random, then give us a follow on social media. We will get to the rest of this morning's leads, one from Courtney, one from Wiggy, and one from yours truly, coming up next. I get it, Sean. Well done. Thank you.
You're welcome. That was a 617 listener request for your dentist.
Yeah, Dr. Wu. Very nice lady. Handled my fear, my irrational fear of the dentist pretty well yesterday. And I don't know. I'm probably going to have to take time off when they yank the wisdom tooth out and the molar next to it. Oof. And so
You can't do straws after for like at least a few weeks.
Really?
Because you can't risk dry socket. If you use a straw, it could pull the blood clot out after you get your wisdom tooth out, and then it causes. I got one
dry socket.
It was the worst pain in my mouth.
I'm not in pain. Like it's just that my molar is loose, so I'm putting it off.
No. You have to do it. It off, and then it ruptures, and it's really bad.
No, I just want to thank Dr. Wu. First time at the dentist in a long time because I'm terrified. Yeah. She did a great job. Speaking of straws, Curtis, you will love this. I had a business lunch with our good friend Maria Rossi.
Oh, the best.
On Monday or Tuesday. And we went to Legal Seafood, and she was pointing out that Legal Seafood, thank goodness, they serve the drinks with the plastic straws. But she thought it was quite ironic that even Legal Seafood, the seafood place, is serving the plastic straws.
She's the funniest person in the world.
It is so true.
It's like, so
that
true.
Is irony. If you want to define irony, that's it. And if they're not worried about it, I'm not worried about it.
But
okay?
You know my favorite thing that we have in the state of Massachusetts, of all the idiocy and just moronic behavior we exude every day? Down the Cape, at a certain part of the Cape, like mid-Cape, they no longer sell plastic water bottles. They're all in aluminum or cardboard.
Oh, really?
But sparkling water and soda, plastic.
Plastic, huh?
What world does that do anything?
I don't know.
I don't get it. Why don't we just do away with straws? Straws are useless.
Oh, my God. They're the best.
They're not useless. Some people love them.
Everything.
Like people, why? What about the people who have a broken jaw? Like, how would they?
That's an extreme.
Did they use sippy cups?
No, everything I drink.
I never use a straw.
I
like my water nice and cold, or my drink nice and cold.
What do you have against people who are straw users?
I like
to drink out of one. Like
I know, but why? I'm asking the question.
I don't like to put my mouth on a glass. I don't like, if you're wearing lipstick as a girl, it's easier to use a straw. I like my drinks better out of a straw.
I know, but it's because of the lipstick. You don't give me any real...
It just tastes better to me.
Yeah. I mean, I hate to admit this, but a lot of those that are watching the show right now on Twitch and participating in the chat, the ongoing chat there, agree with you, Wiggy.
Yeah, they're useless.
They're saying that straws are useless.
I don't get, like,
when you have an alcoholic beverage, you don't use a straw?
No, they don't make your drink taste, because if you use an alcoholic beverage and you put your straw, you know, you got to mix it, then you get all the stuff from the bottom where it's like, you know, I guess, unless you're a person, do you use your straw at home?
Yeah.
Oh, okay, so you're just a straw person.
Well, she probably has some of those hoity-toity, you know, Lululemon metal straw. Yeah, look at that.
Right. Because
that's a $47 straw that she is drinking from. You probably have 19 Stanley water bottles, every color. You probably have one in tartan that you are using currently.
Get one.
All right.
But think about it, that every person, when they're at home, or a majority of person, unless you're Courtney, who seems like she could be a psychopath, drinks without a straw. Then when you go outside, all of a sudden, now you need a straw. It's like
Yeah, you might be right. One of the more brilliant things that you've said.
I appreciate that.
Who needs straws? all right, your lead this morning.
Good morning, everybody. In a bit of a programming note, because you brought up Monday show, reminder, I will not be here on Monday.
What?
I have jury duty.
Ooh.
Oh,
so nice.
I know.
Flexing.
We talked about it back in September, and now it's finally here. My big time.
Are you praying for a murder trial, like a long,
ongoing?
It's Superior
Court, so what is that? Is that good for my chances of a big case?
I would assume so.
Could be some action. Where is it, in Boston?
Suffolk County.
Ooh, you got some action. You can get a good case.
This could be, I mean, you could be gone for quite some time.
I know. And I said to Ken, I was really like praying that his answer was going to be, there's nothing you can do. Cause I said, well, it's a Monday. And back in September, I said this to him. I know that it's an important book, blah, blah, blah. He said, no, there's nothing you can do. You got jury duty. I'm like, okay. So if you have any tips or tricks, do I bring a book?
No, be careful.
Do I bring a book?
I'd be careful.
Take it seriously. Yeah. This is not supposed to be a content opportunity.
No.
This is jurisprudence.
It's not a content opportunity. I am obsessed with podcasts, right, with consuming any type of crime. So I'm taking this as serious.
Well, you might get on one of them drug cases from them gangs, and now you got to be careful.
Oh, yeah.
MS-13.
You got to be careful when you go home.
Ooh. Yep. They're going to be following.
Have you ever thought about that?
Yeah.
You should wear a pin that says, I am impartial.
Yeah, they might be following you home. And stuff. Right. Might
see if they can intimidate the jury.
They may be trying to win the jury over.
My dad's a defense attorney. So
you're for the criminals that have.
I'm not saying I'm for the criminals, but I just listen to all sides.
You're for helping the one that's being, you know, obviously accused.
Yeah. So
Courtney is easily swayed by the more expensive guy.
Mm. No, I'm. I'm intrigued by the experience. It's my first time ever having to serve jury duty, and it'll be eye-opening, I believe.
Like, you see that giant seizure that they had at the Canadian border? They brought in over, like, $40 million worth of cocaine. You could be on a trial like that, so be careful.
God.
Be careful.
Speaking of that, the cocaine people say that they need straws.
Yeah, I guess that's true. But then again, you could use a dollar bill. So.
They are texting in right now.
Yeah, but you could use a dollar bill, or, you know, sometimes you don't even have to use anything.
Also, like, several texters, a Rhode Island texter, good morning and hello, on the new text number that we have here, says, Wiggy is bizarre. How do you drink an iced coffee without a straw?
You don't drink
Great
coffee.
Great point.
Isn't this similar to an iced coffee?
Yeah, it looks like one of those fancy Starbucks fruity drink things that you got.
Well, I'm just saying, if there was an iced coffee in here, there's no straw. You just drink it.
Coffee stains your teeth, though, so a straw helps with that.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah. It does.
Yeah. All right, anyway.
We did a mistake here, and I'll take the fall for it.
What?
We totally forgot about Billy O.
Oh, yeah, we totally forgot about Bill O'Brien.
So we're texting him now to see if we can do it later, but that's... Mm. I'll
Did
take...
he call in?
No. We didn't call him, and I
do
just...
Do we normally call him?
Yeah.
Oh.
Oh. Uh-oh.
Jeez.
Uh-oh.
Somebody need their alarm on.
Oh, boy. Oops.
Somebody was distracted by the straw talk.
Oh. That's going to be an issue. Yeah.
I was so excited for Courtney's do's and don'ts. I have a whole list for jury duty.
You do? Thank you.
I feel like there's a person on this show who loves to go to the tailgates. What if they're banned from all future tailgates?
Oh, it'll never happen.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
No.
It might be.
No, I mean,
all right, so we should probably next.